Just a minute. I'll be right with you. I'm so sorry for keeping you waiting. Welcome to my potion shop. Oh. Wow. Look at you. Please tell me you're here to interview for my apprentice position. I couldn't bear the thought of a lovely person like you being just another customer. You are here to interview? Excellent. Do me a favor and turn around and lock the door to the shop. I want our conversation to be private, you see. Oh, perfect. Yes. Pardon me. I don't mean to circle you like a vulture, but I really must drink you all in. I work hard at cultivating a certain aesthetic for the shop, and you fit the bill. If we come to an agreement today, we'll get you something tailored, of course. I'm very fond of the color green, and I think it will bring out your eyes. Can I get you anything before we begin? Tea, coffee, something cold to drink? Oh, no, really, I insist. We're going to be doing a lot of talking. Excellent. Settle in by the table by the window. I'll bring you that drink. I can't wait to pick apart that brain of yours. I'm so intrigued by you. Now, tell me, my dear, are you single, married, widowed? In a complicated but deeply dramatic situation with several good-looking people? Single? Really? You don't have to lie to me, you know. You really are? Well, that's fascinating. You are so striking. I'm sure I would recognize you if I'd ever seen you before. Aha! That's it. You're new in town, aren't you? You must tell me what brought you to the capital. Were you leaving home, or learning a new trade? Or were you perhaps a bit heartbroken and needed a change of scenery? What's that? What do any of my questions have to do with potion making? Oh, Darling, my questions have everything to do with the job. Potion creation is a science, of course. But it's filled with emotion. The reagents we use are so delicate and volatile. They react to who is handling them and what their frame of mind is. Why, just look at me. I'm bubbly and bright, and so are my potions. I'm afraid we'll have to get very familiar. Go on, take another sip of your drink, darling. I want to look after you and make sure you're comfortable. You feel woozy. Oh, it must be the sun, of course. You poor thing. Interviews can be so stressful, can't they? Not to worry. Like I said, I'm going to take care of you. Now, tell me why you're in the capital looking for work. Oh, you poor thing. You're in debt? Why didn't you say so sooner? Not to worry. I'll buy those debts of yours from your creditors, and it will be much easier for us that way. You can work to pay me off instead. Doesn't that sound like a better arrangement, darling? Oh, no need to thank me. What's that? You're dizzy now. Oh, that won't do at all. I'm sure you're just overcome with relief. What with all this good fortune falling at your feet? A new job, a simple arrangement to clear your debts. A beautiful space to work in with a beautiful employer. Why, it must feel like the gods have blessed you. Here, I'll show you to your new room. Let me have your arm. Yes, yes. Perfect. Oh, of course you have a room here. It is a bit cozy. But it's all yours. And that's much easier than walking across the square to your job each day, isn't it? It's just in the basement, but I'm afraid the lock does stick sometimes. If you get trapped, just sit tight. I'll come get you straight away. I imagine being new in town, there's no one to look after you. Not to worry. You've struck such a chord with me. I'd be honored to care for you. Come, come. There is a comfortable bed. There you are. You look so snug. And with a new life ahead of you. Here, I'm going to brush your hair back. Close your eyes. The dizzy feeling will pass. It's just a lot to take in right now. Listen to me. Listen to me, darling. I'll own your debts, and I'll employ you, and house you. And that's okay. I've been looking for someone like you. You are my favorite kind of sadness. The weight of the world tried to crush you. But I'm here now. I'm going to take care of you. It's a terrible world out there, filled with monsters who would take advantage of a good-looking thing like you. But I will keep you safe, and we'll spend each day together doing something that makes other people happy, making potions that help them. I want you to sleep well tonight and breathe easy, knowing that there's someone looking after you now. You're so precious. I'm not sure you'll remember this conversation in the morning after the dose you had. But I'm sure love will blossom between us soon enough. I can help things along with a few potions. For now, just rest. You've earned it. The end. Thank you for listening to the end of my story. It means a lot to me, and it really helps out my channel. If you liked my story, please hit the like button. And if you want to go on more romantic adventures with me, make sure to subscribe to my channel and ring the bell. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again soon. Good night.